Wait for the Sky to Bend, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Heavy / Asherad Het. This is tagged Alternate Universe, Avatar and Bender's Setting, and Humor and Friendship. This is part 7 of the Bender AU Ficlets series. "It has to be Earth," a voice says, insistent, and Asherad pauses before he can round the corner, faintly surprised. He's never heard Echo raise his voice like that outside of contentious strategy meetings and "General Het," Fives demands, pitched to incredulity, and Asherad raises a brow, entirely caught off guard by the mention of his own name. "Look, General Kolar is an Earthbender. General Het isn't pig-headed." "Fives," Droidbait says on a sigh, and Fives makes a wounded sound. Whatever he's about to say next, Droidbait pitches his voice up deliberately and says, "You know personality doesn't factor into bending. That's a myth." "If it's a myth, then explain Mace Windu," Cut Up jokes, and then yelps like someone thumped him. "Droidbait!" "Fine," Echo says at the same moment, sounding annoyed. "If he's not an earthbender, what is he, Fives?" Amused, Asherad leans back against the wall, interested to hear the verdict. It's a game initiates in the temple sometimes play, guessing Jedi's talents, and something about hearing his squad engaged in the same debate curls warm through his chest despite the chill of the ship. "An airbender," Fives says, with the full conviction of a man set in his opinions. "Tatooine has a lot of wind, right?" "And a lot of sand," Echo insists. "He's an earthbender." "It's also hot," Cut Up offers, "and it has two suns, so firebenders would be extra powerful, right?" "If the planet made that much of a difference, then there wouldn't be a single earthbender born on Kamino," Droidbait points out. "It's just chance." "Every firebender I've ever met has a temper," Five says. "Just look at Heavy. You're telling me personality doesn't play any part?" "How would you even judge that?" Droidbait sounds like he's rolling his eyes, and Asherad hides a smile. "We don't know General Het that well." "Well enough to know that he's an earthbender," Echo insists. "You mean well enough to know that he's an airbender," Fives counters. "Odds are he's a firebender." Cut Up yelps again, and there's a scuffle. "Fives, let go!" "We're taking this to the mats," Fives declares. "Whoever wins has the highest likelihood of being right." "When you lose, you have to scrub out my footlocker," Echo says, and steps retreat. Asherad risks a glance around the corner and snorts at the sight of Cut Up caught between Fives and Echo, Droidbait being frog-marched down the hall by Fives. It is, he's coming to learn, not an unfamiliar sight, even if he's only had his squad for a few weeks now. "Sir," Heavy says from behind him, and Asherad turns, finds his new commander just a few steps away, brows raised. "Everything all right?" "Perfectly fine," Asherad allows. "You managed to contact Knight Sakura?" Heavy shakes his head. "I got her Padawan, though. Commander Tano says they spotted a Knight Sister in one of the neighboring towns while scouting, and General Sakura went to investigate. It could be Ventress, but they're not sure." He offers up a familiar pouch, beaded in the Tuscan style and hung with crate teeth, and gives Asherad a look. "I think you forgot this, sir." Asherad takes the waterskin, clipping it to his sash beneath his outer robe. "Thank you, Commander. There's little risk when we're in hyperspace, though." Pauses, considering the waterskin, and then considering Heavy, and says mildly, "What are the current odds for the betting pool, Commander?" "I have no idea what you mean, General," Heavy says, but that smirk is saying quite a lot, too, and none of it is good for his squadmates. Asherad makes a sound of amusement, tugging his robe a little to cover the waterskin. "If there is a particular time that it would be most convenient to reveal myself," he says, faintly dry, I can oblige, for the squad's morale, of course. Heavy snickers, but falls into step with Asherad as they head down the hall. Thanks, sir. My calf rations will appreciate it. He casts a glance ahead of them, then says more quietly, You don't waterbend often. I wasn't sure if it was something you didn't want to share. Asherad weighs the question for a long moment, then breathes out. Water is both scarce and sacred on Tatooine. Waterbenders are valuable, both to my people and the settlers. My mother was a slave, Commander, taken for her bending ability, and she was terrified I would share the same fate. Using my power sparingly is habit at this point. Heavy curls his fingers, brushes a thumb over the dramatic shockwave paint on his armor. Asherad can feel his conflict, and just for a moment, there's an image Asherad can see, one impossible burst of fire so vast it covers the whole room. Heavy doesn't use his firebending often either. Asherad has noticed that over the last few weeks. We grew up with bending just being another way to fight, Heavy says after a long second. It's good to remember there's other things it's meant for. Like surviving, Asherad doesn't say. Instead, he reaches out, touches the glowing red heart of the explosion on Heavy's armor, one light brush of fingertips, and says, Your squadmates just headed for the practice room. I believe the bets are about to increase. Heavy snorts, but his grin has an edge of teeth behind it. Just in time for me to cash in. Sessid has a lot of water, right? Asherad hums in confirmation. The planet's landmass is primarily island chains of varying climates, but it is mostly water. Perfect for waterbenders. What a shame only Cutup can appreciate it. Heavy opens the door to the cockpit before Asherad can reach it, and his expression is full of amusement. I don't suppose you're going to need to use your bending 1 week from tomorrow, sir. It will take them 3 days to reach Sessid, and then likely two more to reach Aayla. Asherad raises a brow, then says, Odds are good I can hold off that long, Commander. Can I ask what you're hoping to win? 4 devoted servants for life, Heavy says, perfectly smug, and Asherad chuckles as he sinks down in the pilot's chair, already reaching for the comm. The end.